We know the halakha says that a mit, rachman asilan, a deceased person, a dead body, is asur b'hana'ah. We're not allowed to use the body or any of the body parts for anything but burying it. It's asur b'hana'ah. So the question is, what about the hair of the deceased? Is the hair considered asur b'hana'ah or not? It's actually a great machloket, the hair of a deceased person, if it's forbidden to use or not. It's a machloket between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam holds it's permissible, it's not considered part of the goof, it's not considered part of the body, it's only like an extension, it's a separate part. However, the Rashba says no, it's part of the body, and therefore it's considered asur b'hana'ah. Maran in Shulchan Aruch is posek like the Rashba, that the hair of a dead body is going to be asur b'hana'ah, forbidden to use. So the question is asked in halakha. The modest ladies that cover their hair with a wig, do they have to be concerned that the hair from that wig does not come from a dead body? Because Maran holds that it's asur to benefit from the hair of a deceased person. A lot of times these wigs, they're human hair wigs. And therefore, should this be a concern? Lahalakha, lechatechila, yes, they definitely should be concerned, even if it comes from the hair of goyot, from Gentiles. Because according to many poskim, that which we say the hair is asur is not only by Jews, but even applies to Gentiles. So lechatechila, if you can impress upon them to investigate, that they should be careful not to get the human hair wig, or for that person, for that reason, a toupee of a man. If it's a human hair, he has to be careful that it's not coming from a mit. However, if they it's hard to impress upon them this law, for whatever reason, we can employ a safek safeka and say the following. Maybe the halakha is like the Rambam that says that by hair there is no problem at all. And even if you want to say the halakha is like the Rashba, maybe that's only by Jews. But by goyim, it's mutar b'hana'ah. So you do have a safek safeka. Rabbi Pinchasi is posek lechatahila. The ladies should be careful to make sure that the hair of the human hair is not coming from a dead, deceased, even a goya, or the more so a Jewess, but b'di'avad, they can rely on this safek sifika.